are so grateful for the kind words you've shared in your reviews. A listener in Melbourne, Australia, tells us their son can't go to bed without his dragon breaths and story, and that he takes dragon breaths whenever he feels angry or upset. And a listener in Japan says their daughter wants to hear Awe Island whenever she's having trouble sleeping. We're so happy our show is helping people stay calm all over the world. So now, let's be calm together with a meditation and a new story.
Are you a member of Be Calm on Awe Island podcast on Patreon? You'll get an extra new episode every week and your favorites available on demand. We have 3 levels, so you're sure to find the amount of support you're comfortable with and the content you'd like to receive. Thank you so much for listening. Now, let's relax.
Hello, everyone. Let's get ready to be calm on Awe Island. Have you been taking your deep dragon breaths? They're so relaxing. Now let's see if you have everything you want for our story today. Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite blanket or listening buddy? Before we begin our story, let's relax. Set your listening buddy to your side, and let's start by taking 3 deep dragon breaths. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your chest and belly, and then out through your mouth, pretending you are breathing fire. Ready? Okay. Deep breath in and out. Feel your legs, back, and belly soften. Again, deep breath in and out. As your chest, arms, and shoulders relax, think of a Papa Puffin hugging his baby in their cozy burrow. You feel connected and loved, just like the baby Puffin. Last one. Fill up your chest and belly. Deep breath in and out. Loving energy surrounds you, and you are cherished. Enjoy the feeling of relaxation and hold your hands apart as if you are holding a beach ball. You are holding a ball of energy. Feel the warmth in your hands. Now slowly move your hands apart, then towards each other, now apart again, then towards each other. Can you feel the energy ball growing warm? We're going to help it get even warmer. Relax as you hold the ball, and let's take another 3 deep dragon breaths. Deep breath filling up your chest and belly. In and out. As you breathe, more love fills the ball. Again, breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth, pretending you are breathing fire. Deep breath in and out. Your body is still relaxed. Last one. Fill up your chest and belly. Deep breath in and out. Even more love fills the ball. Now bring the ball of energy up to your heart and allow the love to melt gently into your body. Your heart is happy and warm as you place your hands on your chest. Take a deep breath in and out as you enjoy the feeling of love warm your body. Now that you are feeling love, let's share some with the world. Again, hold your hands as if you had a ball and feel the energy between your hands. Relax as you hold the ball. Think about the ones you love. Your parents, brothers and sisters, friends, aunts, uncles, cousins, pets, teachers, coaches, whoever, whatever brings you love. Feel that love filling the ball in your hands. The ball gets warmer and brighter as love pours into it. Imagine the ones you love, your school, your town, your country, or the earth, and hold the ball of energy out. Imagine your ball of energy surrounding the ones you love and let it go. Your heart is happy and warm as you place your hands on your chest. Continue to feel the warmth of the energy. Keep your hands on your heart, and let's take three more deep dragon breaths. Deep breath in and out. Feel your legs, back, and belly soften. Again, deep breath in and out. Now, as your chest, arms, and shoulders relax, think of a Papa Puffin hugging his baby in their cozy burrow. You feel connected and loved, just like the baby puffin. Last one. Fill up your chest and belly. Deep breath in and out. Keep your eyes closed as your head, face, and neck soften. Completely relaxed. Loving energy surrounds you, and you are cherished. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. Okay, I think we're ready to begin our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is Big Pond. Zara the kitten napped in the sunlight with her friend Dylan the duck. The cozy warmth of her sunny spot caused the little kitten to purr. As she relaxed, a cloud drifted across the sky, covering the sun for just a moment. With that interruption, Zara sat up and Dylan quacked. It was a good time to get up. The little kitten hopped off the couch and waited while Dylan waddled his way down to the floor. Zara felt thirsty, so she hurried to her water fountain for a drink. As she did, Dylan waddled over and started to step into Zara's water. Zara meowed and moved quickly so that her friend would not be able to wade in her dish. Dylan quacked at her. He needed to swim. The little kitten understood her friend needed water, but she did not want stinky feet in her drink. She thought a minute about how to help her friend. Then she smiled as an idea filled her head. Zara pranced into the kitchen. She quickly leaped up to the counter and meowed for Dylan to follow her. Dylan quacked, flapped his wings, and flew up off the ground just enough to reach the counter. He turned his head to the side, wondering what his friend was up to. The kitten ran over to the sink and nudged a plug into the sink. She then used her head to bump the faucet on. Water flowed into the sink and Dylan quacked excitedly, his tail feathers wagging. The duck jumped into the sink, splashing water up all around him. Zara shook the water off her fur and looked to see how her friend liked his little pond. Dylan looked at her and quacked. His feet were wet, but the duck had to sit still in the sink. Dylan had grown so big, there was no room for him to swim. The little kitty sighed and thought again. There had to be a better spot for her friend. She turned off the water in the sink and jumped down. Zara meowed loudly, encouraging Dylan to follow her. The duck climbed out of the sink and spread his wings out as he jumped to the floor. Zara hurried to the stairs, looking back every couple of steps to make sure her friend was following. The kitten bounded up the stairs. She pushed open a large door and sprang up onto the ledge of the tub. From there, the kitten hopped into the tub and rolled the plug into place. Zara hopped back out again and reached over to turn on the water. Dylan splashed down into the tub and swam around. Zara felt happy. She was sure this was a better pool for her friend. Then she looked at the duck as he swam in the tub. Dylan's head was down and he sighed. The kitten realized her friend needed more. She leaped up to the window and looked out at the farm. As Zara gazed outside, she saw another pool of water. It was the pond. Dylan would be happy there. She just knew it. The kitten jumped down from the window and turned off the water. Then she meowed for Dylan to follow her once more. Dylan felt curious to see where his friend would take him next. So he hopped up to the side of the tub and then jumped down to the floor. This time, Zara led Dylan to the outside door. When the duck saw it, he started to back up, feeling worried. He enjoyed being inside. Zara saw her friend hesitate, and she smiled encouragingly. Then the kitten popped right through her cat door. She stepped back in and smiled at Dylan, then stepped outside once more. Seeing that they would be able to get back in the house, the duck felt better about going outside. Dylan followed Zara out the cat door. Outside, the duck was surprised by the brilliant green grass, the bright blue sky, the colorful flowers, and all the sounds. Birds sang in the trees, horses neighed in the fields, cows mooed in their pastures, and pigs grunted in their pens. The duck was amazed at everything he heard and saw. He almost forgot his friend. Zara meowed, ready for Dylan to follow her a little further down the path. Eager to see what surprise she had for him now, Dylan waddled after Zara. She disappeared into the bushes, and Dylan followed. As he stepped through the bushes, he saw a beautiful pond filled with other ducks. Dylan's tail feathers wiggled, and he quacked excitedly. This was the best place for a swim. The little duck joined the others on the pond, swimming and exploring his newest pool. Zara waited by the side, excited that her friend was so happy. She wondered when Dylan would be done swimming. The kitten watched as Dylan made new friends with the other ducks. Then Zara realized that Dylan might be at the pond for a while, and she felt sad. With a deep dragon breath in and out, Zara reminded herself that Dylan felt happy on the pond with the ducks. Slowly, she turned and left to go back inside. Zara climbed back through her cat door and then into her bed on the couch. She watched the sky change from bright blue to splashes of red, purple, and pink as the sun set. She wondered where Dylan would rest tonight. Almost in answer, the cat door squeaked. Zara turned around to see her friend Dylan climbing back into the house through the cat door. Zara sprang off the couch and ran to her friend, grooming his feathers as he waddled to the couch. He yawned and fluttered up onto the bed. Zara jumped up right after her friend and yawned as well. The two friends circled the bed and settled into their spots. Zara groomed the duck a little more before she snuggled into the fluffy blanket. Wrapped by the cozy blanket, the kitten gave the little duck a big hug. Dylan snuggled in, feeling cozy and warm in the kitten's embrace. Zara purred and thought of all she had to be grateful for. The kitten felt grateful for the beautiful day. She felt happy she had helped her friend find the perfect pond to swim in. Most of all, Zara felt thankful Dylan had come back inside to be with her. the little kitten closed her eyes, gave Dylan a big hug, and then relaxed, wishing everyone peace. She took a deep dragon breath, in and out. Zara took another deep dragon breath, calming her body in and out. And smiled. Then one more deep dragon breath, in and out. Mind quieted. The room filled with the sound of purring from the little kitten and baby duck. And then quiet as the two friends fell asleep. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.